time to talk nutrition. And today, with the weather turning, the last couple of days, the weather's been turning a tad chilly, winter showing its teeth, and there we need vitamin C, among other good things, in our nutrition. And Unetsi's got all the details about vitamin C. Unetsi, good morning. Welcome on this chilly Thursday morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
And as we mentioned, our topic today is vitamin C. You know, as the weather turns wintry, you need that, among other things, to protect yourself from the winter chills.
Yes, so I think the big question would be, can vitamin C really prevent the common cold? I think we all grew up sort of with your mom saying you have to drink some orange juice or you have to take some vitamin C to boost your immunity. But I thought let's share a little bit about what vitamin C really is and what science say and how it really works.
Okay.
So the other name for vitamin C is ascorbic acid. And one thing that you have to remember that this is a water-soluble vitamin and very essential for human health. And unlike animals, we cannot produce vitamin C. So we have to obtain it from our diet. And luckily, it's something that you can get easily. So mainly from fruits, vegetables, we all know are orange, as well as strawberries, and those colorful peppers, and the majority of citrus fruits generally contains quite a bit of vitamin C. So if we look at scientifically the role that vitamin C plays in our body, the first thing that it does for us, it's our antioxidant protection. So it helps neutralizes those free radicals that I always speak about that we don't really want. So that it protects our cells from oxidative damage. And because oxidative damage to your cells, that's mainly linked to the development of diseases, even the natural aging progress, and then also cardiovascular disease, some cancers, all of these because of oxidative stress, and then obviously because of the free radicals. So vitamin C is sort of your free radical scavenger and helps to vacuum them up, if I could put it like that.
Okay.
So then also very important for collagen production and neurotransmitter production, and then obviously helping us with our immune function. So if we look at our immune function, it's really a system of complex networks of different cells and tissues and molecules that's designed to protect our body from viruses and bacteria. And vitamin C really contributes to this system in many ways. So firstly, it will strengthen our physical barriers. So in other words, because of the collagen production, it helps to maintain our skin, for instance, and that's our first defense against something like a virus or a bacteria. And then secondly, it will enhance your immunity. So vitamin C accumulates in immune cells such as our neutrophils and lymphocytes. And these neutrophils and lymphocytes can migrate to the infection site and sort of destroy some of the virus. And then the other way it supports it is also to make more of the B and T lymphocytes, which is immune cells, that is essential for long-term immunity.
Okay.
So it really helps to sort of protect your immune system, regulates inflammation, and prevents sort of an excessive immune reaction. So I think then if we talk about a cold or a flu, it's important to really understand the difference. So a common cold would be caused by something which is called the rhinovirus, while influenza or flu is caused by the influenza virus.
Okay.
So although both sort of affect your respiratory system, they are obviously different, distinct illnesses. So if we look what evidence say regarding vitamin C and the common cold and flu, they would say the general population, you don't necessarily need to supplement vitamin C because it's unlikely to stop you from getting sick. So this is the first point. But then there's also a however, and I'm thinking the majority of us maybe fall in the however category. However, the exception are the individuals under physical stress, people in extreme environments, also cold climates. And by taking vitamin C regularly, this can actually reduce the development of colds and is with vitamin C shows definitely a constant benefit when it comes to the duration and the severity.
Okay.
So I think it's a little bit of I don't want to say a gray area, but
if I can play devil's advocate here and say that while from what I can gather, science has proved that vitamin C will not stop getting a cold and catching a cold, for instance, but it does help keep you healthy. And the converse of that is if you are healthy, the chances of getting sick is reduced.
Yes, for sure.
So, you kind of join the dots there, and our moms and grannies were actually indirectly correct.
Yes, definitely. So then science carries on to say that regular supplementation showed to reduce the duration of the cold by give or take 8 to 14% in adults and up to 18% in children, and also slightly reduce the symptom severity.
Okay.
So, so by taking vitamin C after symptoms begin, might have a little bit of a smaller effect, but obviously if you supplement it on a regular basis, it definitely gives you some protection and the symptom severity will be less. So the mechanism behind the protective effect would be, for instance, the virus, like the rhinovirus, enters the body and starts replicating before your actual symptoms appear. And by the time you feel sick, the virus is already established itself. So vitamin C has got the ability to enhance the body's response once the infection occurs. It improves your immune cell efficiency, it reduces the oxidative stress caused by the infection, and it can also help to repair damaged tissue. And vitamin C supports your immune function by during influenza infection, potentially reducing the complications in people if you have a low baseline of vitamin C. So again, if you've got a good base, definitely your chances of getting sick will be less. And then obviously severe infections deplete vitamin C levels, and therefore the body requires more of this when you are sick. So I think all in all, if it's definitely a good thing to take vitamin C. And I think then the big question would be how much, because sometimes we think, oh, if I take a lot, it's great, because then I won't get sick. But conservatively speaking, a man would need about 90 milligrams, which is really very little. Women, 75. And then they advise that smokers take a little bit more because of the oxidative stress. So you should add about 35 milligrams of vitamin C. So you could easily get 70 milligrams from one orange.
Okay.
So you can think, if you drink, I always explain one orange is 125 milliliters of orange juice. And very easily people will drink, for instance, a 350 milliliter bottle of orange juice. Right. That's give or take three oranges. So quite a bit of vitamin C in there. Also, a cup of strawberries, about 85 milligrams of vitamin C. And vitamin C is really quite a safe vitamin to take because of the water solubility. So the excess amounts will just be excreted via the urine. So your body will utilize what it needs. And if you think about supplementations that we can buy from a pharmacy, the majority of those on average of between 200, 500, even 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. So generally speaking, considered safe, but a high dose of, for instance, 2,000 milligrams or more on a on a daily basis, maybe not such a great idea. People may experience some gut discomfort or maybe diarrhea, but all in all, quite a safe vitamin to consume. And I really think, although everybody would benefit from it, but mm-hmm. if you are under severe stress, maybe you are not following a balanced diet, you don't get enough fruits and vegetables, you are a smoker, and especially maybe elderly people, definitely groups that should consider taking vitamin C on a daily basis.
Okay.
Vitamin C remains still one of the most studied nutrients, and I think for many of us, it's magical. Like us, I'm a firm believer of vitamin C. I don't know if it's just in my head, but in any way, if my mind believes it, my body will too. Mm-hmm. And then it's still very, very instrumental for our general health. And a vital contributor to our body's resilience. And also in conjunction with that, we should remember that good nutrition, adequate sleep, and regular exercise is really all together with vitamin C that can help you with your immune system, keep us healthy, protect us from that flu. So I think the important thing is supplement it if you can, eat your fruits and vegetables, and make sure you get enough of all vitamins in conjunction with vitamin C.
And a balanced diet. And if you feel that you may be missing something, then just supplement a little bit. But, you know, don't rely on supplements either, I guess, would be the way to go. Don't have a plate full of tablets that you have for dinner.
Yeah, and I think luckily when it comes to vitamin C, if you think about an orange when it's wintertime, any of the citrus fruits, they are really widely available and easy to consume. Mm. And I think we should sort of remind ourselves that we eat not only to get full or because we feel like it, but we support a finely tuned biological system, which is our body. And I think if your mindset is like that, it's easier to actually focus on making some healthy choices and eating some fruits and vegetables. Yes,
definitely the right way to go. So to conclude, we haven't really come to a conclusion, but indirectly, vitamin C is good for you and will protect you from getting sick because it keeps you healthy and helps to keep you healthy.
And I think it's a very strong antioxidant. So if we look at the whole pro-inflammatory cytokine system, you really want to make sure you get enough antioxidants like vitamin A, C, E, beta carotene. Very, very important for us to sweep up those free radicals to protect our cells. Definitely, if you ask me whether it's needed, the answer is definitely yes.
Right.
And I think it's a good idea to up your dose a little bit wintertime if you are that person that's extreme temperatures maybe affects you more than other people. Definitely a good idea to take some vitamin C.
Right. Well, we'll take that as good advice. Sunetsi, thank you very, very much. If somebody wants to get in touch with you, maybe they need to plan a diet. They have sort of issues that maybe need some consultation. How do they get in touch?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Unetsi, thank you very much. Have a great week. We'll chat to you the week after next on Thursday morning.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
Thanks, Unetsi. Cheerio then. That's Unetsi with today's nutrition chat.